Hi, Odyssey fans. Welcome to the first official Adventures in Odyssey podcast of 2012. I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Happy New Year, everyone. We're entering Adventures in Odyssey's 25th anniversary year, and there are all kinds of exciting events and announcements ahead.
First up, we have the College Writers Scholarship Contest, which ends January 15th, just a few days from now. If you're an aspiring writer, this is your chance to submit your script to the show. And if you want to submit an entry and haven't yet, stop this podcast right now and send it in. We'll wait.
Yeah, Bob, this is a really sweet contest, huh?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, so do you think they've sent it in?
I think they've had enough time.
Okay. Okay. If you just push send, welcome back. Now here's something everyone can get excited about. We know that you've been looking forward to Album 55. The first three episodes get things started with a bang, and they're called The Labyrinth. And they feature Jason Whitaker chasing down Mr. Grote, the bad guy from the Green Ring Conspiracy.
We're going to give you a chance to hear those episodes early. To get them, though, we'll need you to do a small favor for us.
And not just any favor. This one involves Facebook.
See, we currently have about 5,000 likes on our Odyssey Facebook page. If we get to 10,000 likes by February 1st, we'll give away The Labyrinth Part 1 as a free download to all listeners. And if we get to 20,000 likes, we'll give away Part 2.
And how can we get all three shows for free?
Well, that's a pretty big deal, Jesse, but I think our fans can make it. To get all three shows, we'll need 40,000 likes on Facebook.
If you haven't hit that like button yet for Odyssey, you can do that now. And if you already like us on Facebook, you can encourage your friends to like the page. And if you're too young to be on Facebook, you could just encourage older siblings or family members to like us. You'll find links on our website at witsend.org/podcast.
Always have your parents' permission before you use Facebook, or pretty much any website for that matter.
You know, I can't wait for fans to hear The Labyrinth. This exciting episode features the return of some old friends.
But we can't say who just yet. That's just one of many questions that'll be answered in Album 55, The Deep End.
Speaking of questions, let's have Paul McCusker and Dave Arnold answer some of the questions from our fans right now.
Oh, and stay tuned after the Q&A to hear the nominations for this season's Avery Awards, so you can vote online.
I'll get my Oscar voice ready so I can say, "And the nomination goes to..." Now over to Dave and Paul.
Thanks, Bob and Jesse. We're glad to be back.
Very glad to be back.
Yes.
And we are going to be answering questions from listeners who have called in to our Odyssey hotline, or whatever we call it these days. The first question comes...
The Wit phone.
The Wit phone. The first question comes from Samuel in Gaston, Oregon.
This is a question for Dave Arnold and Paul McCusker about the art for Album 55. Who is the person jumping off the diving board in the back, and who did the artistry?
The artwork is always done and has been done for quite some time by Gary Locke, who is the artist par excellence who's we've been very fortunate to work with through the years. The person jumping in the background, to be honest, it's not really any of our characters in Odyssey. It was just part of the illustration because we wanted to help to prove the point that there is a deep end in the pool and our characters are in it. And there's a theme that we're trying to develop through the package that characters are dealing with deep issues. Characters are struggling with difficult situations. They're in the deep end of the
pool.
Yes,
they're in over their heads. That's but we thought in over their heads didn't work as well.
Well, it would be hard to illustrate, too, because then we wouldn't see their faces if they were in over their heads.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope we answered that question for you, Samuel. That's the best you're going to get from us today. Okay, so Wyatt is the next to ask a question from Corona, California.
Do you think you will ever have Buck Oliver return on the show?
Well, thank you for your question, Wyatt. And the answer is we have been thinking a lot about Buck. And I think it's safe to say that we have not seen the last of Buck Oliver in Odyssey. And I will leave it at that. Very cryptically.
Okay. Next comes from Sarah in New Jersey. Sarah.
I did want to just ask a question. When is Connie going to get married? And when are Eugene and Katrina going to have a child?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question. And I think, I don't think I'm giving too much away by saying that Connie will probably get married after Eugene and Katrina have a child.
But the truth is that we will be sort of dealing with some of these issues in upcoming episodes.
You're suggesting what I just said wasn't the truth. What I just said actually is as accurate a statement as can be made at this point in the history of the show.
In addition to that, though, we will be addressing some of these issues because it's been a very popular fan question, and we need to address it very...
enigmatically.
Yes. Okay, so Josh from Los Angeles, California is our next question.
Are you going to bring Harlow Doyle back anytime?
I think the important thing to know about that question is, do you want us to bring Harlow Doyle back? Are you saying if we bring him back, you'll never listen to the show again?
Well, the truth is Harlow Doyle never left.
Yeah.
Harlow Doyle has been showing up from time to time in various episodes, little cameo appearances here and there. So Harlow Doyle is back.
Which is
he never left.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is you either love Harlow or you hate him. And I think that's been borne out in a lot of the letters and correspondence we've got from people. So the best Harlow is, like you say, a cameo Harlow.
Really, like a flavoring
yes.
of Harlow, a little sprinkling of Harlow in the show. It's still good, and so he's still there.
He's still around, yep.
Yep.
Indeed. Elena from Jonesboro, Georgia has this question.
I was wondering what it was like to hear yourself on an episode, like a cameo. Did you feel awkward, like hearing your own voice, or were you excited that you actually heard yourself? Or what did you tell your kids when you heard yourself on an episode? So that was just my question, and thank you for all you've been doing.
Oh, thank you, Elena. That's very sweet. Well, I think we can both speak to this because we've both been in the show along with anybody else we can corral into the studio from time to time. What was it like? It was, for me, I mean, obviously the first thing I ever did was the Imagination Station when I was basically coerced to play the part of Jesus against everyone's wishes, including mine. Hard to hear, hard to listen to because nobody likes, well, I don't say nobody likes their own voice, but you know, I mean, if you're not a professional voiceover actor, it's kind of difficult to get past it, to be honest, which is why we don't do it an awful lot anymore. There are many, many more seasoned and professional actors than those of us that are sitting behind this desk right here. But so, yeah, it was awkward. What did I tell my kids? You know, I think I didn't tell them anything and hope that they would never listen to it and hear it and discover how terrible of an actor I was. How about you, Paul?
Well, I think it's very telling that when Dave is cornered into doing a voice, he plays Jesus, and when I'm cornered into playing a voice, I get to play Glossman. I do hate my voice and don't like to listen to myself at all, but I do my kids the favor of at least flagging the episodes that I'm in so they don't have to listen to me, because they have to listen to me all the time.
Okay, and so now next is another question from Wyatt in Corona, California.
How long does it take you to like make an episode? All the like script writing and finished product.
Well, I actually have an episode that I've been working on for 25 years. So I don't know. I think we're going to have to be more specific. How long does it take us to get from script to an episode?
Paul is being very facetious because he's the fastest writer I have ever known.
Yeah, but
I can sit down and write
these ideas that I'm still working on, but we haven't gotten around to.
Well, from the time we brainstorm. With, you know, all of the writers together. We talk about the package. And then we basically give assignments. They go off and they pitch ideas to us. They come back with outlines. We revise the outlines. They come back with another. They come back with first, second draft, whatever. And then Paul's falling asleep. which doesn't happen when we're going through all of this, I guarantee you. And then, obviously, we go into the studio and we record it. And then we go into post-production. Really, from the time where you start the process to the time when you've got all of the shows done, I don't know, probably a year.
That's for a complete album.
Well, the other thing for you to know, too, is that we're working very far ahead. Right now, you're listening on the air to the end of album 54, which we started working on a year and a half ago. We are just finishing post-production on album 55. We are recording the first six episodes of album 56, and we've already got a pretty good beat on what we're going to do with album 57. So we're working way ahead in advance, and it does take a long time, but we've got a lot of people working on it to make it work. All right. Thank you, Wyatt. I appreciate the questions. Austin from Gallup, New Mexico.
Hey, Odyssey. I just wanted to know, how come only Chris introduces the show now? I really miss hearing the other characters, especially Whit, welcoming the listeners.
Thank you, Austin. I appreciate the question. To be honest, there's no real definitive reason why we're hearing Chris. When we launched Album 51, we revised the Odyssey theme, and so that changed some of the timings for some of those character things. Probably the reason we're doing it now, quite honestly, is that Chris's works the best inside that.
And things have changed a lot. If you see the trends on television and in a lot of regular series, the themes are disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of programs are no longer doing lengthy, yeah, 1 minute openers to anything.
Yeah.
And if we do a shorter theme and a quicker hello,
we
can get into the content, and we would expect Chris to be the one to do that more so than the other characters.
Yeah, I think that's even the better answer, because the reality is, We don't have those long openers anymore, because it steals away from the drama, which I think everybody wants to hear more than anything. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Alexandria from Trinidad, Colorado has the next question.
Hi, Adventures in Odyssey. I was wondering what happened to the Wits End in Connellsville. Is someone new managing the shop, or are you guys just not going to mention anymore? Thanks.
Wits End in Connellsville is still there. We have not done anything officially to sell it or to close it down or whatever, and it is as we've left it. Our stories have taken us into other directions, but if and when we decide there's a story to be told, we can go back to the Wits End at Connellsville and pick up wherever we left off or update it as we need to. But it is there, and it's very successful. In fact,
we're making residuals off of it.
Yeah, I think Whit is doing a very good business through that branch office.
Paul's selling all his books there, too.
Signing them.
Okay, we've got one more question, and this was an emailed question to us from Jay's number 4 fan. And the question is, in the album version of Childish Things, Connie mentions Jack and Joanne at the art gallery. Does this mean that they'll appear in future episodes, or was that a one-time reference? Paul?
Well, much like our earlier question about Harlow Doyle, Jack and Joanne have not left Odyssey. They're there, and sometimes we'll reference characters like Harlow or Jack and Joanne or other characters just to remind the audience that this is Odyssey and these characters are still around, even though they may not hear them because, our story emphasis is in other directions with other characters.
Yeah.
But I think it's safe to say that Jack and Joanne are still in Odyssey and will appear again.
Yes. Okay. That's all the questions from our listeners this time. Thanks for calling and writing. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Do this again if you want us to some other time.
Jesse, I never get tired of hearing our fans' comments, especially when Dave and Paul can interact with them that way.
Oh, yeah, and the questions were just awesome. But let's announce those nominations for the Averys.
Well, if you've missed our past awards podcast, this is where you, the fans, get to tell us your favorites from our most recent season. Remember, all 12 episodes are nominated for Best Script, Best Sound, and Best Overall Episode.
Here are the nominations for Best Actress. Shelby Bruce as young Lucia in Never for Nothing.
Christina Pacelli as Emily Jones in Emily the Genius.
Kimmy Robertson as Pennywise in A Penny Saved.
Kelly Stables as Olivia Parker in Wooten Knows Best.
And Audrey Wasilewski as Katrina Meltzner in How to Sink a Sub.
And for Best Actor, the nominees are Mark Evan Jackson as David Parker in Wooten Knows Best.
Adam Wiley as Ryan Cummings in You're Too Kind.
Jess Harnell as Wooten Bassett in Childish Things.
Whit Hertford as Jay Smouse in Unbecoming Jay.
And Will Ryan as Eugene Meltzner in You're Too Kind.
And finally, the nominations in Best Scene are David and Olivia Parker's discussion about clanging cymbals in Wooten Knows Best.
Barrett giving money so that a little girl can buy shoes in The Amazing Loser.
Young Lucia forgiving Juan at the funeral in Never for Nothing.
Katrina's class screaming and changing seats in How to Sink a Sub.
And Penny analyzing Wooten's body language in Childish Things. So head online to vote on those right now. We'll announce the winners on a podcast in a few weeks.
Which you know is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, the Avery Award podcasts always are.
Oh, yeah, but I just hope this time we stay out of traffic.
Yeah, and no elephants.
Yeah, and while you're on the website, don't forget to like us on Facebook so that we can release those free episodes.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the family. Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
On the outside, it looks like an ordinary clubhouse. But crack the door, and you'll find seriously crazy adventure. With Clubhouse Magazine, you'll discover more adventures in Odyssey. And if that wasn't enough, there's Wooten's blog, games, stuff to make, and jokes. There's so much fun packed inside the pages of Clubhouse Magazine, you'll wonder how we keep it from exploding. Focus on the Family's Clubhouse Magazine, the official magazine of Adventures in Odyssey. And like Adventures in Odyssey, it's celebrating 25 years of fun, and it's waiting for you. Ask your parents for permission to subscribe to Clubhouse Magazine, available at clubhousemagazine.com.